Today, in more serious news, we're honoring America's fallen veterans from all sorts of different American conflicts. And in a sometimes controversial tradition, Memorial Day has become the official kickoff of barbecue season. This year, it's also in the middle of an outbreak of H1N1, or swine flu. What you need to know here is that you can't actually catch H1N1 from eating pork. That is the sound of pork on the barbie. For those who eat pork, marketers call it the other white meat. It's snackalicious. Our next guest is Craig Samuels, a Brooklyn-based barbecue pro who runs the restaurants The Smoke Joint and the Southern Food Spot Peaches. Hey, Craig.
Hello.
So we're going to start off by saying that we're going to hit a possible veggie option. I see it has some meat on it right now, but we might be able to rectify that for folks who don't even eat the meat. Let's start out, first of all, laying the scene here, Catherine. Are you smelling what I'm smelling?
Were you talking to me? I can't even concentrate. There's pulled pork over there.
Mm-hmm.
There's ribs. There's greens.
Mm-hmm.
I think for the good of the interview, you should just keep talking and maybe I'll just do a
little
taste.
And the long arm of the Catherine will go across. It's a beautiful platter you laid out for us. Let's start with pulled pork. That's a controversy in and of itself because there's about 10 million recipes. What is yours like?
Well, at the restaurant, what we do is we smoke the meat for about 8 hours after rubbing it with our proprietary blend.
You made that sound nasty.
No, he makes it sound lucrative.
Well, I mean, it's very carnal. So there are other ways to cook the pork. If you can't smoke it, you can easily roast it in the oven. And I think that's the recipe that I gave to your editors.
Mm-hmm.
And we should point out that we're going to have recipes online at thetakeaway.org.
Absolutely.
Now, people can go to war over pulled pork, right? I mean, the different ways to make it?
North Carolina, South Carolina, New York style, which is our style.
New York? There's a New York style?
Does New York have vinegar? No.
Of course there's vinegar in New York style.
Okay. I guess we know where he stands on
battle. Yeah, some people are not fans of the vinegar in the barbecue. Other people make super vinegary sauces. I see that you've got a beautifully toasted bun with a big pile of pulled pork chunks, and you've got sauce on the side.
I just want to thank you for beautifully toasted first.
We
do serve our sauce on the side at the restaurant, and the vinegar is essential because the pork itself is so rich that you need just a little bit of acid to cut through it. Unlike North Carolina style, especially the Eastern style, it's not vinegar heavy, but there's a tinge of vinegar in pretty much everybody's barbecue sauce, a little bit of sweetness, a little bit of acid, a little bit of spice. Generally, you want to balance the flavors.
All right. Before I move on to more food talk, has all of this talk, New York has actually been one of those places hit by H1N1. We've seen school closings. We've seen a couple deaths. Has anyone ever asked you, is it safe to eat pork?
Thankfully, no. I would say that since this whole thing started, most of our customers who are there for the pork,
trying to get easy and greasy and lick the sauce off their fingers.
Yeah, they kind of circumvent the whole H1N1 thing and come straight in for the pork.
All right. I want to go to a dish that I don't recognize. It's some kind of salad with chunks of fruit and what looks like ham. Explain.
Well, that's our signature dish at Peaches. It's a watermelon salad. And, you know, just like the barbecue, it's got to be well balanced. So you've got the sweetness of the watermelon and a little bit of sour from pickled onions and pickled ginger. We throw in a little bit of herbaceous mint and then the saltiness from the ham. It's our version of the Italian melon with prosciutto.
Now, if you are a veggie lover, could you put in, say, cured cheese, like a Parmigiano?
Well, absolutely. And if I were going to add cheese to that salad in place of the ham, I would probably add feta, which has the same sort of saltiness that comes through, a little bit of creaminess. I will tell you that salad is available at our restaurant without the ham, but not many people ask for it that way anymore.
Yeah, not many vegetarians usually go to the barbecue restaurants. Let me ask you, everyone has a tradition that brings them to barbecue. What brought you to barbecue and to wanting to do it as a full-time profession?
Well, I'm going to give a shout-out to Robert Pearson, a London hairdresser who ended up in Texas, loved barbecue, opened a barbecue restaurant in Connecticut, and then eventually dragged it to, yes, a London hairdresser who opens a barbecue restaurant in Connecticut brought me to barbecue. And then he ended up in Long Island City. And I went to that restaurant for 3 or 4 years until he closed, and then he reopened at Jackson Heights. And then I would drag my bones from Bed-Stuy to Jackson Heights for barbecue.
Right. Did he let you in the kitchen to learn his secret sauce?
I never met the man, and I don't want his sauce. Our sauce is so good.
You've got ribs over there. Can you tell us something a little bit about those?
Well, the baby back ribs are the only barbecue item that we serve that's not served dry or sauce on the side. These are wet ribs. They're smoked for about 2.5 hours, and then we coat them with our delicious sauce, smoke joint.
Hey, what do you recommend for someone who might be trying their first barbecue today?
Someone who might be trying their first barbecue. Well, I'd certainly hope that they're new to America.
No, but, you know, especially like if you're out of college or something and you're putting together your first party.
Grab some hickory chips. Grab what's the name for it? The hardwood charcoal as opposed to the charcoal briquettes. They burn a little slower, a little lower, and you'll end up with a very tender piece of meat if you just take your time.
Ooh.
Okay, well, Craig Samuels has brought in a beautiful plate. And, you know, we also have these recipes. If you want to change your menu from the pedestrian to upscale and upgrade, you will find it at thetakeaway.org.